Check, 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 check.
Cheer, cheer.
Rap man.
You good?
Yes, I can, sir.
All right, good. In the building. Lovely, lovely. How you feeling today?
I can't call it, man. I can't call it. You know, another day. It's nice outside. You know what I'm saying? I definitely I went skydiving earlier, but I forgot my plane, so couldn't go. But other than that, though, everything was good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Those two helicopters in the pit bull at the same time. You feel me? A little bit of cocaine. I keep a yellow crack on my sock.
Indeed. Indeed. Did you get to go hoop, or is that later?
That's going to be later for real. Probably in another hour or two. Word. Go ahead, drop like 900 on the court real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Shooting them Steph Curry threes.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
run around, just roll the window down and just shoot from the passage. Just
that's how you gotta do it. You know, but other than that, brother,
all you know why we here, man.
You know,
Wick.
You know,
Robert McCall.
You know, mm-hmm. you hope you did your homework. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we showed up with the government. Let's get into it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You know. Had to definitely embrace my inner Denzel. You know, I've definitely been watching a lot of Denzel. You know, a lot of nigga, get your fucking hands off me, nigga. All that kind of shit. All that shit. You know, so first and foremost, Equalizer and John Wick. You know, but both phenomenal franchises.
Facts.
And, it's one of them things where it's like when you look at them both, you know, and you can definitely interject whenever you want, like, because I really got a chance to really, you know, look at them. It's style gung fu, you know, because of how he is with, you know, with the weapons.
Yeah, he's crazy with it. That's probably the closest thing. Yeah, that's good.
You know, but then it's like, you know, for me, with Equalizer, it's more hand to hand with him. You don't really see him use guns for real. You know, and I'm not even saying that Wick ain't realistic, because I mean, you know what I'm saying, if you're a trained assassin and you got connections the way he had, then of course, you know, you're going to definitely be able to get you a bulletproof suit and shit like that. But like, when you look at my man Equalizer's, I guess his hand to hands, it's just like, I don't know, like I feel like that would be done more in a fight than your John Wick situation. I mean, I don't know what you think. What's your take on it? Like,
okay, so looking at both of their styles, and we're just going off of movies for anybody who is listening and been following this shit since the 60s and the 70s and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? We're just going off of the movies and whatnot. But for the most part, the different but similar with Robert McCall, Equalizer, Denzel, if you will. We're not calling Queen Latifah Equalizer. I'm sorry, we just not.
No, not at all.
But
at
that's all. Where we're going. Yeah, we're not doing that. Khadijah, we're not doing that. Khadijah, you know what I'm saying? But with Equalizer, for me, it's one, the me observing the two different styles is, the thing, in my opinion, that makes Equalizer so deadly is that I think they're both calculated, but we talking about somebody who does the time from how the distance from a table to go to the bathroom. So just think about how many scenarios in his head that he has timed down to an exact science of how long it's going to take him to do this shit. And it's like, it's basically like kind of one of those scenarios where you basically thought ahead, you know what I'm saying? And to some extent where it's like, That's just a little different. He probably already know, he know how long it's gonna take for him to grab his gun, point it at you, and pull a trigger. Like shit like that. That to me is a little different. I think when it comes to Wick, I think he's, see, it's kind of funny. Like I said, they similar but different. I think Wick is aggressive. Where these two are similar, I think they're both aggressive, but Equalizer, in my opinion, fights from the standpoint of he's a little older, from what I believe, and his timing, as far as when he was born and all that. So he kind of fights like, I don't got time to be tussling with you. This one little thing I'm going to do, going to disarm your ass and lay you down. You know what I mean? Whereas Wick, he just ready for whatever. He'll make his adjustments on the fly, but y'all going to duke it out. You know what I mean? So it's just pick your poison at this point. Like, you want to play food, or you want to completely mangle it and just leave it there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then, and I noticed with John Wick, he's one of them kind of guys, like, don't fuck with him, he won't fuck with you. You know, he's not trying to be a hero. You know what I'm saying? Like, even his moral compass, like, it's there, but it's like, Equalizer, I feel like, well, you know, McCall, he has more of a moral compass than John Wick. Because even, like, I mean, you know, because, like, what McCall is like, he put himself in situations to be able to help people. Like, at one point in time, on the first one, he was working at, like, a Home Depot kind of store. Then on the second one, he was, like, a Uber driver. You know, now granted, of course, it becomes bigger, you know what I'm saying, than his actual job. Like, when, like, on the second one, when he was an Uber driver, but then, of course, it led to his friend getting killed and then him avenging her. But before that, he was like, just, he was an Uber driver to listen to people's stories and to help people and shit like that. But with John Wick,
man,
huh?
No, go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, but like with John Wick, you know what I'm saying? Like, he kind of wanted to be left the fuck alone, you know? He lost his wife, and you know what I'm saying? Like, he just didn't want to be bothered, and it just seemed like people just kept coming to bother him, you know what I'm saying? Because he liked to be left alone, you know? And that's when, like, and then that's when he, you know, he zapped the fuck out because you messing with him. But I will say, like, and to piggyback off of what you were saying, but like with Equalizer, like once he did have you in his sights because you didn't diss, because you didn't wrong somebody, you know, once he, you know, and he caught up with you, he kept it quick. You know, it wasn't a bunch of it wasn't a bunch of like chase you down, like, you know what I'm saying? Like once it was time to jam, you know, look at his watch, set his watch, and I still don't know what the reason for that was. Like, I don't know if he was kind of timing himself to see if he could dispatch you in this amount of time to see if he could beat his previous record. So that part kind of, I never understood that part.
My nigga got OCD.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
But he wasn't a Marine, you know what I mean? So it probably has something to do with what you just said. He fuck around, just keep timing and everything, how long it take him to swim, how long it take him to finish his meal. I do believe that is somewhat of some military shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because, like, John Wick, he wasn't even in the service. He just, like, he was just connected. He was just, you know what I'm saying? I think he had just, like, you know, world-class training, right? Like, assassin training and shit.
Yeah.
Jesus, like,
yeah,
that
motherfucker. He whip your ass with a book.
Yes, he would, yeah.
Beat the shit out of you with a book.
You know? Like, I will say, like, and I wish I could, like, and I wish somebody would have challenged this, because, like, I was watching, like, how many times John Wick has been hit by cars. Like, and I remember, like, and especially on the, like, I think the last one, he got hit so many fucking times. Like, because they was, like, fighting, I think it was in France, and there was cars coming from everywhere, and he was kind of like fighting, like, you know, like, he in the middle of all that shit, and he got hit. I counted like 5 times, but I know it was more. And I'm like, yo,
just getting pinballed and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, can somebody really get hit that many times? Like, is that even possible? Like, without without having broken ribs and shit like that. It was this one military dude that he actually watched the John Wick. He watched parts of John Wick and he was like dissecting like some of the stuff or whatever. You know, for the most part, you know, like some of the shit was rated pretty high. But then it was like certain things, I guess, you know, it was more for the movie and not like real life.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I tried to find one for Equalizer and I couldn't find one because, I mean, when you look at it though, like, I guess if I was to choose like which one to me
was more believable.
Yeah. It would definitely be Equalizer. I mean, John Wick is definitely I enjoy it. I mean, granted, you know, if you got a dude that's good with shooting, yeah, he definitely can get busy. But with Equalizer, it was certain things he did that just made you like that like really made you just think about life. Like, I was like, bro, like, first and foremost, watching Denzel operate like that, I really think Denzel know how to do
right.
I know how, I think he know how to do that shit.
You seen that throw punching he got, gang?
Yeah, right. But you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
I just thought about that. Yeah, and that was an Equalizer move. But you know what? Yeah. Good observation. Good observation. I need to think about that. That shit was bad too. That shit was rough. Like,
was bad, man. Carter.
Damn.
Get out of here, Neo.
And even how he fought,
No, go.
Even how he fought, he didn't do a lot of fighting in training day, but when he was fighting Jake and the way he was turning with his punches, it wasn't even like it wasn't no over the top action shit. It was like he was really like beating his ass, just like, and I was like, you know, I'm like, yo, Denzel, I think, like, for real. But I didn't even think about that. He got game, that throw punch. Get out of here, Denzel. That's the plan.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. So now, between the three movies of hold up, there's four Wicks, right?
Yes.
So between the three Equalizers, and we could start with Equalizer, between the three Equalizers, what scene is your scene out of the three movies that you just kind of like, nigga?
What Equalizer? Let me see.
If you had to pick your favorite scene out of those three movies, which one kind of just resonated with you the most? Never had to be just one. Yeah, out of the three. Yeah. Shit, whatever other scenes you that crossed.
Nah, let's make it difficult because if it can just be one. He did a lot of shit. But I'm not gonna lie, like, it wasn't even the action scene. It was in part two when he approached the dudes that killed his homegirl. And for some reason, that when he was like, pretty much, not these weren't the exact words, but he was like, I'm just mad that I only get to kill you once. Like, I don't know what it was about that scene, but it was just like,
he went back to the hotel, right?
Yeah. Like, you can tell he really meant business because, like, he approached them and then, like, he said what he said. And then one of the dudes, his wife was leaving and he got in the car with the dude's wife because I think she offered to give him a ride or whatever. And I was just like, yo, it's so much in that scene because, like, he like, look, I'm getting in the car with your wife. Like, I could really make this difficult for you right now because I could just, you know what I'm saying, like, just take her out. But he didn't. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, I don't know. It was just like the psychology in that scene, like, because he wasn't, you know, he wasn't yelling. He let them know that, like, you know, it's going down. You know, but, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That scene for me was just, that scene was a lot because it was like the buildup to, you know, everything else that happened after that. I don't know why, but, you know.
Fucking with it.
I like.
I'm gonna go to.
No, I was saying
I'm gonna go to the first movie. The scene between him and homie in the hallway when homie was walking up to his house, walking up to his crib, and he was talking to him in the dark in the hallway of his apartment. That is probably the scene to me that made me be like, yo, this right here, yeah. When you get two good actors and they get to exchange dialogue,
yeah,
that shit is different. That I actually think moments like that supersede any type of technology or any type of green screen or CGI or any of that. Like, there's just great dialogue is unfuckwittable on the movie tip, I think.
Hell yeah.
Nah. Let's take it over to the... No. Fuck that. Let's be critical. Is there anything of that movie, of the John Wick franchise, that you was like, eh? If not, we gotta force it. Because I gotta pick
something. With John Wick?
No, with Equalizer. Was there anything... Or anything in the movie you think could have used a little bit more work, or you would have liked more insight on?
Let me see. Nah, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Like, Equalizer was they gave you everything you needed. You know, they didn't give you too much or something. Like, they gave you everything you needed. Backstory. They gave you, you know what I'm saying? They let you know what was going on. Like, I don't know. I thought Equalizer was straight. I never had an issue with any of the fight scenes.
Yeah, me neither. And yeah. I seen the last one get trashed by a couple of people, and then I seen it, and I'm like, this shit is fire. Like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, nah, Equalizer was straight. Like, I got more shit to say about John Wick than I do Equalizer. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I bet. I would say this. This is not even like a suggestion. It's more something that I probably would like to see, though. Idea. And I feel like that should have probably worked, too. Let's say, for the sake of what we're doing right now, not for what we're doing, but just where Denzel is in his actual life and in his acting career, I think it would be actually fire to see a prequel of a younger. You know what I mean? Maybe
absolutely.
We get the 30, 35, 40, 25 Equalizer and shit. I mean, there's so many people that they could pick. I feel like the easiest choice for them to go with, because this niggas and everything, would be Michael B. Jordan. But there's so many other people that they could actually get that probably would be a little tougher in that role. But I would like to see that. When
his
this
son,
is all said and done, I would like a prequel.
I would say
that would be
son,
even better.
Because his son is, you know what I'm saying, like, he's like, I can tell he's like, yeah, he's gonna be a problem. Like, I've seen his acting, like, in the movie he was in, the fuck was it called? Tenet, I think.
I forgot, but I seen it too.
It was called Tenet. And when I found out that was Denzel's son, I was like, that's why I'm getting that from him. Like, he's not. Like, of course he's different from his father. Like, how O'Shea
down pat. Got the walk down pat.
Dewey, oh my God. That's why I was like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no different than Ice Cube's son being different from him, but at the same time, you see it, like, that's his son. You know what I'm saying? I would love to Equalize a prequel. Oh my, like, and it's funny you say, like, because not to get off subject, I'm gonna get back on just real quick. I was watching clips of The Wire, like I always do, because I'm fucking obsessed. And I was like,
classic.
I would love to see a Marlowe prequel and a Chris Parlow prequel. Like, I would
man,
love
it's so many things. Man, that's great.
You know what I'm saying? Great. Like,
yeah, fire idea. You should call them niggas and pitch that, boy.
Listen, you know, but hold on, but back to the subject, because you know how we get lost.
Okay. For sure.
But so now, if does this question transfer over to John Wick now?
Let's go.
Okay.
What's something out of all the John Wick movies? Let's get back to that second one, but let's take it back to the first question. What's something out of the four movies that you're saying that was like, yo, this is fucking crazy?
That I liked.
Yeah, that you like.
Okay. Let me see. Because Wick was definitely oh man, yeah. When they had that gunfight in the Continental, when they was trying to take it over, and
that's a good one.
And John Wick and the dude
that passed away.
Yeah, they were shooting at him, but everybody had on body armor. So then they went back into the room, and like, I forgot the old head name, but he was in there just chilling, like, yeah, man, go, you know, get what you need, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was so nonchalant about it. Then they went and got like armor pierce and shit. And they came back out and they was knocking niggas' blocks off. Yeah. I was like, that shit was fire. That shit was dope. Now, as far as like a scene that I think is questionable, let me see. Cause I love guns legally. That's my shit. Mm-hmm. No guns.
Nah, I mean.
Let me see. That movie was good, but it's just the library scene. Cause like, and it has nothing to do with guns. I don't even know about that. It has nothing to do with guns. Cause I was gonna say something else, but the library scene.
It's right? Funny because that might be my thing. Go ahead.
Now, listen, I have a library upstairs in my room. I get it. Books are, you know, like you can, of course, if you take a horror book and hit somebody in the throat with it, you know, but like,
yeah,
I don't know, bro. It was just a little rough, like, because if you look at the guy that he was fighting, I mean, granted, he was using some good tactics to chop homie down, but like, you know, size does mean something. Like that man,
it does, especially if you can fight,
bro. That man was massive, and if I'm not mistaken, he was an assassin as well. Like he was massive.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, I feel like they just kind of making this a John Wick scene because it's John Wick. But could this really happen? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this man hands
was Mr. Whoop ass.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like that live. Now it was entertaining. I enjoyed it, but I'm like,
Yeah. Okay, I ain't mad at that. I'm gonna go with as far as scenes that probably stood out to me. Honestly, without even thinking too hard, I'm not even certain which one this is. I would think this is this could be two or three, whichever is the one with the samurais. Not the samurais, but they were swordsmen, and it was colorful. It was like red and blue and shit. You know what I mean? That to me, and I mind you, I still actually, like, it's fucked up I'm saying this, but I still gotta tap in because I never finished the latest one. So I didn't even really get to see what my nigga Donnie Yen did. That's another reason why I full-fledged gotta tap into it to see. I already know that he's an assassin that is an acquaintance that don't want to be doing what he's doing, but it appears he gotta do what he gotta do. But I didn't get into the part where I got into the part where he talks to him and he lets him know, like, I don't want to do this and all this shit about searching the embassy and all that type of shit, but I didn't get too far past that. But yeah, let me keep on target. So I would go with the swordsman. And what John Wick is that? Is that two or is that three?
The swordsman. You talking about when he had to fight the ninjas? They were like ninjas pretty much.
Yeah. That shit was incredible with all the
That was
two?
That was
three. Halle Berry three?
No, that was
so Halle Berry was two?
Halle Berry was shit.
I think Halle Berry was three too.
Yeah. Halle Berry and the ninjas were both in the same movie.
Okay.
But that was three.
All right. So I would go with that. It's funny. I don't know if this was what you was about to say. I guess if there was anything with John Wick that I would have to pick, and this would be off the top of my head, going back and watching some of the scenes of what type of gun he's shooting with and how often he's shooting and how much, what is the actual clip in this particular, you know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah. I was going to speak on that.
This nigga.
Like he shot like 40 times and did not reload.
With a pistol.
Yeah. But because that's what I'm saying. Like with Wick, it's more than, yeah, because like, I mean, he was shooting, bro. Like, yeah, because I was going to go with that. Because I was like, how is he shooting so much? Like, and it's a standard size clip. It, like, the clip wasn't even hanging out the, you know, because if it's extended, you can see it hanging out the gun. It wasn't even hanging
right.
Gun.
But I'm like, right, a little 16 going on right there, you know.
Yeah, just, I'm like, you know what?
But I'm 30 niggas. Yeah, I ain't mad at it. Fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Get your movie shit off.
But that shit was But either way though, like John Wick was definitely it was fire. But yeah, listen, I lied to you. Now I might, cause like, not to go, cause like I've been thinking about the Marlo and Chris Paulo prequel for a long fucking time. Not long, but like recently. Cause I'm like, that would be amazing.
Like, I would absolutely love it if homie who had his hand in the original Wire had something to do with it, and maybe it don't have to be all the writers, but at least I need pieces from that show to transfer into these other spinoffs. I don't be trustworthy of too many people ability to bring stories to life, especially after we've already been handed these characters presented in a good light. You know what I mean? So,
hell yeah!
Whoo, nigga, you heard me struggling through that. God damn!
Nah. You was on it, bro. You was on it. You was definitely on it. I'm with you. Like that, just cause like, you know, like how Raising Kanan, amazing. You know what I'm saying? And they gave us enough of Kanan off of Power to give to, for his prequel to for us to look at his prequel and be like, yeah, like that's legit. You know, because like,
I never was a prequel guy, to be honest. They did this shit right. Yo.
Yeah.
They did it right.
And like, ouch. That's why I was like, and Chris was mysterious, but he made you think like he didn't been through some shit. Cause look how he took the Michael. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, you know, Chris didn't been through some shit. You know, and like,
oh, I need to ask you just a side note, because I don't know if we ever talked about this before. Have you watched I think it's called The City We Own or something like that, or We Own the City? Have you watched that?
You talking about the thing about the Baltimore cops?
Yes, that's the continuation from
Hell yeah.
I'm not 100% certain. I follow homie that played damn, I can't believe I forgot this nigga name. Nigga, what the fuck? Hold on, let me not say that.
He about to talk crazy.
I was about to say something wild, but I fuck with homie. I follow one of homies from the show, and he's been posting. Like, mind you, I watched the season when the show dropped and, you know, and fucked with it and everything. You know what I'm saying? But homie is still posting shit. So it's making me think they got another season or something. Like, granted, I know that was supposed to be based on actual events, which kind of fucked me up in the beginning, because I kept asking when it's going to be, blah, 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 but I kept hearing like, no, this is the story that they plan out. Yeah. So I'm not 100% certain if they got another season of it or homie was just posting old clips, but I don't recall seeing him in the clips that I seen. So I might have to check to see if they dropped the second season for the show.
Because Marlo played in that. Well, I call him Marlo, Jamie Hector.
Killed this up in that alley.
Yeah. And I remember you know what's funny? I remember that actual story. I remember that story.
Cop, right?
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, that was the, you know, but they said that it was some, but they said that shit was shaky, whatever the case may be. And then like the guy, I always call him Shane from Walking Dead. I'll call him Punisher.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Punisher, like, yeah, buddy.
But like, bro, he's another one. Like, he's already a great actor, but I fuck with him. He's really authentic though. Like, cause he has a podcast too. And he's from DC. And he, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see no fakeness in him.
Yo, somebody fucked my head up, bro. Somebody told me, it's the first time I heard it in all these years, but they said that they didn't believe him as the Punisher. I said, what? Really? They said they wasn't. Yeah, I was surprised to hear that. And remembering how bad and how much I didn't really fuck with the original Punisher that was presented way back in the day, it's just I thought this was light years ahead of that shit, you know what I mean? But yeah, so kind of, I was surprised to hear that, but I guess everybody, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's the first time I heard, and it was only one person. It was only one person, but I was like, damn, really?
What? Like, if anything. Yeah,
he said he grew up with the Punisher, so that's like his favorite guy. Like
he did his shit. Like,
I thought so too.
And I followed the Punisher. Like, I read it, like, you know, I read some of the comments. Like, he was. You asked me to Punisher, the movie, it was too clean. Like, you need, like, the Punisher needed more than the movie because of how long, how his backstory, like, with, you know what I'm saying, how he was, and, you know, like, before he became the Punisher, he was just a vigilante. But, like, then he became the Punisher once he, you know, once he did his business and he was done revenging his family, that's when he, like, became the Punisher. Because then it was just like, you know, I'm just going to kill anybody out there that's like doing wrong, that's out here, you know, tripping. I don't know. I thought he did good.
Yeah, man, ain't getting no sequel.
You know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, like I said, that was the first time.
And they bringing that back out too, which is cool.
They need to bring all that shit back except for Iron Fist. I'm cool on that. I think they tightened up when they came back, but I was just wasn't enough for me.
So they bring it back,
Luke Cage, and I need Punisher.
They bring it back, Daredevil, yeah. Luke Cage, and they also bring it back Punisher because of what they got going on in the multiverse and shit. Like, so,
nigga, we really had to wait in real time. They stripped that shit away from us in real time, and we had to wait like 4 or 5 years, like in real time. They said that that's what was going to happen, but I did not think we literally had to, like, no more Luke Cage. No more. I'm like, damn.
They snatched it right. They
remember
snatched
when M wrote that letter?
That shit was bad.
Remember when M wrote that letter for Punisher? They're like, man, you know, if Eminem writing letters to Netflix, what the fuck?
So now we're going to have the Punisher back. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is. It's all coming back now, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, and they ain't switching nothing up. Like, Daredevil, the guy that played Daredevil.
Is it going to be on Disney?
Yeah, it's going to be on Disney. Yep, because, okay. You know, because you know, well, they've been did it, but, like, now, you know, Disney got, like, they showing, like, rated R and, like, you know, like, dark movies and shit and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's in their best interest because ain't nobody trying to see no motherfucking PG Punisher.
Hell yeah. And Deadpool plays a part in all that shit because of what's about to happen in this new Deadpool movie.
Well, Wolverine, they've been talking about this shit for a long ass time. And that's one movie I'm excited to see because Wolverine one of them ones for me. And Deadpool is shit, so gotta see that.
And they always breaking the fourth wall too. I love that shit. I love that they do that. I didn't really know what the fourth wall was till I started watching Deadpool. And I'm like, oh, so that means like when the character is in the movie talking to like you. You know what I'm saying?
The audience, like, watching and shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right,
I'm gonna be honest. My first introduction to what that even was, of all things, was I know both of them did it, and I know Fresh Prince is like a year before, but I'm not certain who did it first between Martin and Fresh Prince. Because obviously, whoever did it first, I think Martin moment was bigger when you don't need no umbilical cord, Tommy. This is TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. That ain't supposed to happen. Like, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. That was definitely dope. But shit, we down to our last 5 minutes, broski.
We did it.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely did it, man. Definitely, bro. Thank you for your time and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Tuning likewise, in. Brother. Likewise, man. Brother.
Let's talk, you know, with Grizzly Jones and Rap Man Ron. With this rap, man.
Yeah.
I don't mean, you know.
You good. Okay. You probably ain't see the last 9 mean. You get a chance. Look at the last 9 mean that a 9 mean up on a 9 mean.
Hell yeah.
Take a little gander.
Indeed.
Might be surprised. For sure, bro. For sure.
All right, brother. I'm going to holler, man. Peace.
Yeah.